Aircheckdownloads.com.
Mason Jordan.
The sound of the South.
The South. And all the music you love. BBC.
Well, hello, my name is Mason Jordan, and it is a pleasure to be bringing you a brand new show to BBC Radio Solent. All this month, showcasing some amazing LGBTQ plus people and stories from across Hampshire, Dorset and the Isle of Wight. We'll get into all of that after Celeste. That is Celeste and Stop This Flame on BBC Radio Solent. This is Mason Jordan with you, and I hope you are good. I hope you are having a brilliant day, and, you know, I might sound a little bit nervous, but it's for two very good reasons. It's the first show that I'm doing on BBC Radio Solent, so I'm very excited for that. But I'm also nervous because I've never spoken about my sexuality before, and this show is all about just that. It's all about everything in the LGBTQ plus community. We'll be talking about a whole range of different things. Today we're focusing on identity, but we've also got shows coming up in January all about faith, all about sport, and a whole bunch of other stuff as well. So I'm hoping you can join me on this journey together. As I said, today our focus is on identity. Do you label yourself? How big of a role does that label play in your identity? We'll chat about what on earth all those letters mean, how big of a part sexuality plays in your identity, and we've got some brilliant guests on the show too today. We'll be chatting to activist Samo very shortly. We'll also be speaking to BBC Music Introducing Supported Biphony on the show, and we'll chat to Leighton Williams, the star of a hit musical that everybody is talking about, and I'll tell you all about the biggest LGBTQ plus story from the past week in just a second after JLS. This is Postcard on BBC Radio Solent.
Living on a loop and no strings and no ties.
That is JLS and Postcard on BBC Radio Solent. This is Mason Jordan with you in a brand new show for Thursday nights, all about LGBTQ plus life in the South. It's a lot of letters. We'll delve into that very shortly. First, though, I want to catch you up on what has been happening over the last week in the world of LGBTQ plus life. So these, the biggest headlines from this past week. A European court has ruled that the gay cake case is inadmissible. A gay rights activist has lost a 7-year discrimination dispute over a cake order as the European Court of Human Rights has ruled his case as inadmissible. Gareth Lee started legal action back in 2014 after a Christian-run Belfast bakery refused to make him a cake with the slogan "supports gay marriage." The family firm Asher's said the slogan contravened with their Christian beliefs. The European Court ruled Mr. Lee's case inadmissible, saying he had failed to exhaust all the options in UK courts. Gareth has long argued that by refusing to fulfil his order, the bakery had discriminated against him on the grounds of his sexual orientation and political beliefs. Elsewhere, I didn't want to be known as a gay ref, says Australian Rugby League referee Matt Kekin. He took charge of his final game back in September and recently featured on the BBC LGBT Sport podcast. It was the guard of honour that really brought things to home for Matt. At the end of a first-class career spanning more than 350 games, the Rugby League referee took charge of his final game back in December of 2021, and he was clapped off by the players of South Sydney Rabbitohs and St George Dragons afterwards. And it was such a beautiful, beautiful moment. He says, "I remember my head coach coming on and giving me a hug and just saying to him, 'Get away, I'm starting to cry.' It's always those moments, isn't it? It's always the hug that pushes you over the edge." Matt was chatting to Jack Murley on the BBC LGBT Sport podcast. You can download new episodes every Wednesday on BBC Sounds. And in a really, really good news this past week, Britain has extended pardons to all men convicted under scrapped gay sex laws. So gay and bisexual men who were convicted over same-sex relation laws, which have since been abolished, will now have their convictions removed from the public record. It extends a programme that was launched over a decade ago. Britain has taken a series of steps recently to address past discrimination against LGBTQ plus people, including last year allowing dismissed gay armed forces members to apply to have their medals returned. You can find out more about that on the BBC News website. In a second, I'll play you The Killers.
Aircheckdownloads.com.